I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I recommend a movie that you've probably never seen before. The Oscars were this past weekend, and Michelle Yeoh became the first Asian woman to win Best Actress. So, to celebrate, this week's film is one of her very first, Yes, Madam. Yes, Madam is a 1985 Chinese action movie directed by Corey Yuen, written by James Clouse and Barry Wong, and starring Michelle Yeoh in her first ever starring role, and Cynthia Rothrock. The movie is about when two unsuspecting thieves steal a just-murdered man's passport with a hidden microfilm in it that can help bring down a crime boss in Hong Kong. So, it's up to Inspector Ng and Morris, played by Yeoh and Rothrock, to get the film back and bring this boss to justice. They'll have to fight their way through strong and capable hitmen and trusting bodyguards to bring Boss Tin in legally. But it proves to be fruitless, leading the two women to give up their badges and pursue Tin on their own. Now, Yes, Madam is an alright movie. It's not the best, not even close to one of Michelle's best. The story is pretty basic, especially when it comes to cop movies. A lot of the comedy in the film doesn't work, and the ending isn't even really a resolution to everything. It's just a non-ending. So why am I recommending it to you? Because the fight scenes in this movie are really, really, really good. The thing about Chinese action films is that most of the stars in the movies know how to fight and do martial arts. Most action in American movies is done by stunt performers, done in close-ups so you can't recognize it's not them, and cut so that you can't see impact from punches or kicks. Except for Tom Cruise, of course, but he's the outlier in the situation. The problem is that this makes fights less exciting. But if you watch foreign language action films, 9 times out of 10, the actors will actually be doing the fighting and their own stunts. The fight scenes are usually shot in wide lenses so you can see the actors, and it's edited so that you can feel the punches and kicks through the screen. And in Yes, Madam, both Michelle Yeoh and Cynthia Rothrock can fight and perform their own stunts. They're jumping high in the air, doing martial arts, using weapons around them to fight people, and it all feels real. In this film, it makes up for its rather lackluster story. The only reason the actors don't perform stunts is unless they get hurt doing said stunts, which can happen, and did happen, in this film. Cynthia Rothrock was kicked so hard in the ear, she started bleeding from it and was rushed to the hospital, but after finding out it wasn't serious, she returned to set the same day. Michelle Yeoh had put in 8 hours of training a day just for this movie, and she just won one of the most coveted awards in her field. It's about effort, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. All the actors in this film put in the effort to learn the choreography and to learn the fight scenes, and made some pretty good action. And I think it's worth checking out. Now again, don't expect a masterpiece when watching this. That's something you should know right out the gate. If you're going to watch it for its awesome action. Another thing you should know is that you can currently watch it on Amazon Prime. However, it's not under the name Yes, Madam. It's under the name In the Line of Duty 2 Super Cops. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either. It's not a sequel to anything, especially not Super Cop, which is another Michelle Yeoh movie that you should also watch. Also, the Amazon version is in low quality and dubbed in English. Now, if that's your forte, that's fine. It makes it easier to watch and kind of just put it on in the background. But if you want to watch a higher quality version in its original language, the Criterion Collection, the home video company, has a service called the Criterion Channel, and they just put up a Michelle Yeoh collection of several of her films, including this one. As for DVD and Blu-ray, well, you might want to look into that. It looks like the first 4 In the Line of Duty films are being released in a special collection coming out in May. If you're interested, it might be something to check out. Until then, I'm Joey Haskins with Weston Media Center, and I'll see you next time.